Hello, friends. This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for subscribing. Remember, my email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. It's the 20-year anniversary of two of the best bets I have ever made. And I'm going to talk about it coming up in just a moment. Let me thank Pin Chasers for their recent support of the 2023 Todd Wright Tour Championship Golf Tournament. Pin Chasers is Tampa Bay's best place to enjoy bowling, food, and fun. To make it even easier to have fun, download the Pin Chasers Extra app to make reservations, order food, track your scores, and earn cash back on every purchase. You get 10% back every time you visit. For more information, go to pingchasers.net, and start having fun. Thank you, Anthony Peroni. Go Canes. First ever run to the Final Four, speaking of our subject matter, coming up in moments. Bill Curry Ford, do you want the same car buying experience I had that made me very happy with the GM, Bill Curry Ford, Sean Sullivan, JoeBucksFan.com podcaster, regular participant in the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Fantasy Leagues? You want to look him in the eye and buy a car directly from him? That's his job. And he's very good at it. I can make that happen. All you got to do is reach out to Grace Thomas at Bill Curry Ford. And if you can't get a hold of her via phone, let me know. And I will have Grace call you to book you time to sit across the desk from Sean Sullivan to get the process going on a new or pre-owned vehicle at Bill Curry Ford. First Family Ford in Tampa Bay, just a mile north of Raymond James Stadium. Bill Curry Ford. Brandon Legal Group provided all the prizes for the overall winning team, Team Eisman, who defeated Team Birch and Team Langford in our sudden death playoff at the Todd Wright Tour Championship. Thanks to Jeremy and Sean at Brandon Legal Group for all they do for me. Brandon Legal Group is your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. If you're curious if full service covers your legal need today or at any point in the future, you may receive a free consultation from Brandon Legal Group to find out at brandonlegalgroup.com or call 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. Thank you for allowing me to talk about my sponsors. Thank you for listening. I've already told you my email. Also, if you want golf information on our next event, Todd Wright Tour XLII Limited Field, two-man scramble format at Lake Javita on the North Course in May. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com, and I will write you back. Instagram at ToddWright2121, tons of pics there from the recent Todd Wright Tour Championship, or you can be my friend on Facebook. So one of my worst bad beats, right, that gets all the attention, the bad beat. Well, this is how I lost, that just seems to play to everyone's emotions. People talk about their bad beats. I've had them. One of which was 2001, somewhere in early September on a visit to see my friend Jay Cornegay in Las Vegas. I threw a futures bet on those Oakland A's because I was having Barry Zito on with me weekly in the Zito Files on All Night with Todd Wright. Some of the best radio from that show were the Zito Files. And in 2001 in Vegas, I threw money on the A's to win it all. And it was at 50-1. And everything was going great until Jeter's flip to tag out Jeremy Giambi attempting to score. And it all went downhill from there. So that was a famous bad beat of mine. So still fresh in my mind, and I was making a few trips annually to Las Vegas at that time. I still love to go. 2003 rolled around, and I went out for conference championship week for the NCAA basketball tournament, kind of to get the jump, bet on the conference title games, and then before flying home, I would make some plays on who would win it all in the upcoming NCAA tournament. So I'll be transparent. I don't remember if I made these two bets on Sunday after the field was set and before my flight home, or more likely, they announced the field of 64 and we knew the bracket, we knew the seating, because I traditionally would fly home from Vegas on a Monday or a Tuesday, not a Sunday, but I don't remember exactly, but it was probably after the tournament field was announced that I made these two futures bets on who would win the 2003 NCAA basketball tournament. The two bets that I made, and it was only two bets. I'm not isolating 2 of 5 or 2 of 8 or 2 of 15. No. I made two future bets on the tournament before flying home, so I would have some skin in the game as I watched the NCAA tournament. Syracuse was the 3 seed in the East. The 1 seed was Oklahoma. The 2 seed was Wake. The 4 was Louisville. And I had enjoyed watching that Syracuse team that season. Two players really stood out to me. Point guard Jerry McNamara and a freshman named Carmelo Anthony. And at this point, Syracuse didn't have much of a Final Four history that they built up ever since. Their previous appearance was 96, so it had been 7 years since they played in that 96 Final Four. Boeheim was the coach. He did not have a title to his credit, but I just liked a lot of what I saw all year from that Syracuse team. I also liked what I saw of Kansas. Now, there's a historic program. Roy Williams was still the coach. Kansas was in the Final Four the year before, 2002 in Atlanta. They had lost in the national semifinals, either to Maryland or Indiana. I forget which one. Kansas was in the West region. Arizona was the 1. Duke was the 3. Illinois was the 4. And I had seen enough good things from Kansas. They had enough returning from the previous year where I thought they could take another step, get back to the Final Four, and maybe win it all this year. So, by the way, the other number one seeds that year, well, we'll give you the other top few seeds. The Midwest top 4 seeds were Kentucky, Pittsburgh, Marquette, and Dayton. The South was Texas, Florida, Xavier, and Stanford. All right. So I was looking for value on the board, as I often do. And I saw value in Syracuse, and I saw value in Kansas. And I made bets on both to win it all, not to win the regions, to win it all. And I took those betting slips home, and we start the NCAA basketball tournament. And Syracuse and Kansas win in the opening round, first round. This is back when the tournament was only 64 teams. They win in the second round, so I got both of them in the Sweet 16. They both win in the regional semi. They both win in the respective regional finals. Now I've got both of them in the Final Four. Along that route, one of my other regular guests on All Night with Todd Wright on ESPN Radio in 2003 and a little before was Jim Haslett. At the time, he was the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. And around an interview I did with Jim Haslett, I brought up how the Final Four was in the Saints' home building, the Louisiana Superdome, coming up. And Jim talked about how he was being, how he was well aware. And then I said, I would imagine the head coach of the team that's the primary tenant of this building that at the time was hosting so many major sporting events, just the Super Bowl a couple of years before, one of many Super Bowls the Louisiana Superdome had hosted. And this was before Katrina as well. And Jim just fired back, yeah, Todd, you need tickets? Now, this wasn't the first time this happened. It actually happened the very next year for 2004 as well, where one of the participating coaches said the same thing, and next thing you know, I'm on a plane to San Antonio. But back to 2003. So Coach Hazlett asked me if I needed tickets, and I said, I'll get back to you tomorrow. I wanted to look at flights, just wanted to look at everything. At that point, I hadn't planned to go. And I looked into it, and I had been to a number of Final Fours. It was one of my favorite sporting events at the time. It was a short flight from Tampa. Got it booked. Found a hotel way outside downtown that was also a value. And I said to Coach Hazlett, I'd love to come. I'm only coming for Saturday. If you've never been to a Final Four, in most cases, if you get the tickets direct and not resale, you get a strip. You get the Saturday game, Saturday ticket, which is for the two semifinal games. It's not a separate ticketed event, but the Monday ticket comes with that, which is also why going to the title game at the Final Four can be easy if a big name team loses in the semis, because those people will dump their tickets as they are leaving the building or leaving town. So I told Coach Hazlett, I said, I can only come Saturday. Is that all right? And he goes, oh, yeah. He's like, you don't want to go to the title game. He's like, I'm sure I can find someone to use the championship tickets. So I end up getting two tickets from Coach Hazlett for this Final Four. And he sends them, and he also says to me, by the way, you're going to be sitting next to my offensive coordinator. Please introduce yourself. Okay, we'll get back to that. So not only now are both of my bets headed to New Orleans for the 2003 Final Four, Kansas and Syracuse, but now I'm going as well. So this is fun. What wasn't fun was I just didn't feel good that day. You've all been there. And it was just, I just didn't feel good that day. But I pressed through, got through the flight, took a little nap at the hotel, then headed downtown and plenty of time to get into the building. Still not feeling great. And then I started feeling better, you know, once the action started and everything started moving. So the first game was Syracuse against Texas, and I'm just reading this right off Wikipedia. It's not like it's off the top of my head. Carmelo had 33. That was the nightcap? I remember that being the first game. I remember Syracuse beating Texas in the opening game. Hold on a second. Was Kansas Marquette the afternoon game? All right, we'll go with it. According to Wikipedia, the Kansas Marquette game was first. I remember it the other way around. I remember Syracuse winning first. Maybe not. Okay. Either way, Mello 33. Syracuse led big, but Texas got it to 4 with 68 seconds left. McNamara hit all the free throws down the stretch. And Texas was the last number one seed remaining in the tournament, and they were out. Kansas boat raced Marquette. This was a Marquette team led by Dwayne Wade. And his backcourt mate was Travis Diener. And they had gotten Marquette, I believe coached by Tom Crean, to the Final Four, and that was a big deal. Back when schools like that, not in the power conferences, didn't make the Final Four. Not like just what just happened with San Diego State and FAU. Marquette was no match for Kansas. Kansas won by 33. At one point, I know they were up 43. And Crean, Wade, Diener had no answer. Langford, 24. Heinrich, 18. Aaron Miles, 18. Dwayne Wade had 19 in the loss. And on we go. So I got on a plane Sunday after watching those games, and I fly home. And at that point, I also, here's the witness to all this, longtime college football and college basketball writer for so many outlets, Tampa Tribune, Fan House, ESPN, and currently Action, Brett McMurphy, who plays in Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, and I think exchanged a phone call, because this is what you did back then, more than email or text. And Brett said, do you really have two tickets you placed at Cornegay Shop in Las Vegas on the two teams in the final? And I said, yes, I do. And he asked me what the odds were on each as that future bet. And I told him. And he wrote about it in the Tampa Tribune. And I still think I have the clip of what he wrote. It was just a little mention. And obviously, I talked about it on my show. So here comes Monday night. I go to my favorite place to hang out, which was for years the original Leroy Selman's restaurant in Tampa near the airport. And I got my spot in the back bar with the TV right in front of me. And I've got a couple of good friends who are meeting me there to watch some of the game. The game, that Monday title game, is always very late. And I'm sitting there watching it, knowing I can't lose. It's just a matter of how much I win. There's no reason to hedge, because I already have both participants. In the end, thanks to a late blocked shot and some, let's see, who had the block? Hakeem Warrick blocked Michael Lee's three-pointer with 1.5 to go, followed by Kirk Heinrich's three-pointer at the buzzer going over the net. Syracuse wins. McNamara had six threes in one half. All 18 points he had in the game. Mello, most outstanding player, 20 and 10 in the final. Syracuse wins 81-78. I had Syracuse at 50-1. I had Kansas at 30-1. I know what you're thinking next, and I'm not answering that question. I'll just tell you the spinoff story. A day or two later, I make a visit to see my grandparents. Many of you know they're my legal guardians. And my grandfather heard me talking about it on the show, but also he loved the paper. So he read what Brett McMurphy wrote about how I had bet on both teams before the tournament who made the final. And my grandfather says to me as I'm talking to Grandma in the kitchen, hey, did you really bet on both Kansas and Syracuse to win the basketball game? Yes, Grandpa, I did. What odds were Syracuse? 50-1. So then my grandfather asks, how much you put on it? I answered him. In typical grandpa fashion, what do you think he said back? Quote, should have bet more. Thanks, grandpa. Thanks for the advice. Easy for you to say now. It still was good. Excuse me. So, the two best bets, two of the best bets, and I've had some big wins over the years. But this April 7th, which is the day this podcast will likely post, was the championship game between Kansas and Syracuse that I watched with tickets on both teams purchased before the tournament, a game I couldn't lose. Oh, and the seats Jim Haslett got me were next to his offensive coordinator at the time, who brought his son to the game. We primarily talked basketball. He was very nice to my plus one. I was nice in acknowledging his son, but he sat directly to my left. His son sat to his left. I sat to his right, and my plus one sat to my right. And we talked throughout both games, and it was very enjoyable. And 20 years later, that guy sitting next to me at that Final Four is the current head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. And there's my story. I hope you enjoyed that. Write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast presented by Ping Chasers, Bill Curry Ford, and Brandon Legal Group. We'll talk to you soon.